We're going to follow up this morning on Latin America's rising power. Last week on this program, we heard about Brazil's growing economy. Another side of Brazil turns up in a Human Rights Watch report out today. It examines two huge Brazilian cities, São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, and it finds evidence that police are executing thousands of criminal suspects in those two cities. One of the report's authors is Daniel Wilkinson. He's on the line from São Paulo. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
I want to ask about the basic situation that you investigate here. You're in a big, dangerous city. Police say that a suspect resisted arrest and got shot. That's what the police say. What makes you suspicious of that story in case after case after case?
Well, we see this story come up so often. You know, over the past 6 years, the police in Rio and São Paulo have killed more than 11,000 people. The police, in virtually all these cases, report these incidents as shootouts. And they say criminal suspects resisted arrest, there was a shootout, and they had to kill the victim. And in some of the cases, it's true. The police are facing criminal gangs that are heavily armed and extremely violent. But we've seen in many cases that they're not. You know, the basic problem here is that the authorities are under enormous pressure to combat violent crime. And what they've done, though, is relied on police force that is ineffective and brutal, and in many of the poor neighborhoods, just absolutely out of control.
When you talk about pressure to crack down on violent crime, there was special pressure in Rio de Janeiro in 2007 to crack down on violent crime because the Pan American Games were going to be held in Rio. What happened in the days leading up to those games?
Well, in the days and weeks before, there was a decision to really try to crack down on crime, and the police were deployed in massive numbers, and the number of killings shot up. Just in one day, the police had an operation in one shanty town in which they killed 19 people, and what's really going on here are cold-blooded executions in most of these cases.
What are the implications of that now? Because in 2016, Rio was supposed to host the Olympics.
Well, the fact that Rio is going to host the Olympics really, you know, changes the context. The question is whether it will change it for the better or for the worse. Unfortunately, too often what we've seen here in Brazil and in other countries is that when you have these sort of international events, it can bring out the worst in governments in terms of human rights practices. We saw this in China with the Olympic Games in Beijing, that the human rights abuses intensified around the Games. In terms of Rio, look, Rio in many ways is an ideal city to be hosting the Olympics. You know, it's just a spectacularly beautiful and vibrant and engaging city. But Rio is also a city of very dramatic contrast. And if you get away from the affluent neighborhoods near the beaches to the shanty towns, you encounter very high levels of violence, violence by criminal gangs and violence by police. I've sat down with the governor of Rio and his top aides to discuss these issues. They clearly understand they have a problem. They realize that they are now on the spot in a way they've never before with the Olympics approaching. And they have a concrete calendar now, a deadline, 2016, and they need to get the city cleaned up by then. The question now is how they're going to go about it.
Daniel Wilkinson is co-author of a Human Rights Watch report on police violence in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, Brazil. Thanks very much.
Thank you.